Talking Intern.
Have you never podcast. Heard that song?
The Talking Intern Podcast. Conversations from the bottom of the totem pole. Presented by Crema. Welcome back to the Talking Intern Podcast, guys. Today, I'm here with Julie and Jenna, and we're going to be talking about some frequently asked questions and give you some answers for what you're looking for. So if FAQs. You just want to introduce yourselves, tell us about your day, anything you want.
Yeah, this is Jenna. Day's going by pretty quick. It's crazy. I feel like every day goes by faster. The weeks go by faster. We're already almost done. We have
2 weeks.
2 weeks left after this. So. Yeah.
How about you, Julie? How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. Just kind of chugging along on the work I'm doing, and then non-related, really enjoying the like almost 60 degree weather in July in Kansas, so which is just like never happens. So
right, it's been so nice. Yesterday was so nice. Today's nice. What is happening? I'm not complaining though.
It's literally like a dream. Not to be the boring person that brings up like weather, but
I can talk about weather. We should talk about it.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, my day's been going pretty well. I'm ready to get into these questions, though. So,
FAQ, baby.
Yes. So, yeah, we're just going to do some frequently asked questions, and we're going to go down the line. Hopefully, you guys can take a little bit from them.
I don't know if we've clarified. They're frequently asked questions in relation to, like, anything that someone might have a question about with internships. Like, again, if it's applying for them, like what to know about them, or just general things that people are kind of questioning about. So
okay, so let's get started.
Yeah.
Number one, can I get an internship without experience?
I'll take this one first. Okay. I think it's kind of a tricky one to answer. I think yes and no. It depends on the internship. Like, there are some people who, to get experience, like that's like their first thing, so it's kind of hard. There are probably people wondering, oh well, like an internship is like how I get my experience, so that kind of could be a question that can confuse people. So there are a lot out there that you can apply for that if you just have any interest in, or you think you might be like a relevant candidate for, like from like your schooling or just like what you're interested in, then I think you could get a apply without experience. But I mean, there are some positions that would require a little bit of technical skill that you would need some form of experience for.
Yeah, I was gonna say like maybe needing the education part of it, so maybe it's not the direct, like that's your
on the job experience.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe it's just like what you said, on the job experience. Yeah, you can also like we kind of talked about being self-taught and like being what did you do with the you got certified?
Yeah, so just being proactive with different certification websites and, you know, searching for it on your own, and there's a lot of things online, so
yeah, I think that's super important, because when you go into like an interview, I think that is something to say.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be experience from like work. It can be just experience that you've done, like what Jocelyn was talking about, where she went out and like sought teaching herself something. So yeah. I think that counts as, because experience is kind of a loose term. Like I think people would include like in their experience section on their resume, like things that weren't necessarily a job or an internship.
Yeah, but if you just go in and you're like, maybe I want to be a coder, but I don't know where to start, maybe an internship, I don't think that's the right way to go.
No. Yeah, some of those more technical jobs probably do, you know, require something more concrete in terms of experience. But I know when I went into my social media position with my school, all I had before that was, you know, my own social media knowledge, and then also one class where I wrote a paper, and they're like, okay, well, you know, at least the basics of it. An internship is meant to learn, so you'll learn more.
That's
on
all you need. So cool. Let's do the next one.
All right, so what salary can I expect from an internship?
No salary.
No annual salary, but like an hourly wage at some, and then unfortunately not at others. So
Yeah, I was always told that you shouldn't be expected to work for free, especially for an internship. I don't know. I've just always been told that, and I kind of have that in the back of my mind. But if you really want that experience and that's your only option, I don't think you should turn it down, because learning is learning and that's valuable no matter what. Mm-hmm. That's kind of maybe how you get paid, is through learning and the experience.
Yeah.
That's a way to look at it. But I don't know what, like, the range, the average range that...
Well, it depends where you live.
Yeah, I was about to say, it just totally depends where you live.
Usually, well, I would assume that in other places it's probably, like, minimum wage, but I feel like I can speak to, like, the Kansas City landscape, where almost all the jobs that I've applied for, at least, are, like, around $10, mm-hmm. 10 to 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is above minimum wage, but
by a ton. When I applied, none of it said, like, I didn't come across something that was like, we pay this much. I also saw a lot, like, the quote, I don't know where I saw this, but it was like, and we pay well. Like, it was just kind of like, it's like kind of making it a joke, mm-hmm. which was interesting, but like, what is being paid well? We don't, I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I've seen a lot of like ranges from 10 to 12, like, on job descriptions, like, it'll just say from 10 to 12. So you're like, okay, am I getting paid $10, $12, whatever. Yeah, but
a safe, like, benchmark would be, like, whatever your state's, like, minimum wage is, probably just a little bit more than that. It's mm-hmm. going to be, like, an hourly wage.
So. Yeah, so when you are looking for internships, don't necessarily close yourself off to ones that aren't paid, but also know your financial limitations and know that you need to get, like, bills paid, stuff like that. But on the bright side, an internship could lead to a salary and a full-time job. So always keep that in mind.
Yeah. Cool.
Good point.
All right. So number three, when should I start looking for a summer internship?
I started looking December, just because I had that 5-week break mm-hmm. to where I had nothing really to do except work on my portfolio and look at places. A lot of people didn't have it open until late January.
Early. For the summertime.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yes. A lot of people started, I felt like a lot of people, especially in my class, kind of started way later than I did. I don't know. I felt it kind of got me anxious for them. I just really wanted to make sure I was looking at the right places and have it giving myself time, especially putting together a portfolio. That takes a lot of time.
Yeah. More time than you think.
Totally.
It's like a safe answer, because I got myself into that situation when I was still like a junior in college. I started applying for jobs in like January, which I know sounds like it's really early, but I found that I was like somehow already kind of behind then for like that summer. But also, I mean, I applied for an internship that like I interviewed in March, and then it was in the summer, so it's kind of hard to say.
Yeah, even just looking and being prepared, and they will have like a deadline on their website, and putting that in your calendar just to kind of keep you in check is very nice. That's what I did. So I knew when to apply to what, and I never felt like I was rushing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my school was really good with deadlines, I guess. So after about, I want to say Thanksgiving break, they're like, okay, just keep your eyes peeled. Even if some places haven't necessarily put up applications or anything like that, just make sure you know if they're putting out dates for potential applications, deadlines, stuff like that. So around that December-ish mark is when I started really looking for something for the summer. So I'd say whenever the new year rolls around, that's when you should really be on your game.
Yeah, it's never too early.
Yeah. Okay, so number four, what are the differences between an internship and a summer job?
Was this kind of a weird question? Because in my mind, I think it's just how you look at it. Like, an internship kind of is a summer job.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
But I guess, but compared to like working at like a grocery store, like a pool or something during the summer, they're obviously, it's more relevant experience, and it can like be the next step that you need to be to get you into the career that you want to be. So I think that would be the difference, just between like taking like whatever job you can over the summer to make money.
Yeah, it's like a step towards your career and adult life and experience that way.
Yeah, and speaking from my personal experience, I've actually had more fun doing like summer internships than actually doing a boring summer job, depending on what you do. But yeah, it's a win-win situation in my eyes.
One summer I worked at a country club, and it was like High School Musical too. It was great.
That's awesome. I worked at Quick Trip pretty much all the time growing up, so that was a hectic life. Wow.
You got it, Jocelyn.
Hectic lifestyle. Words are hard.
Yeah, sorry to derail us.
Okay, so number 5, should I do an internship for credit?
Yes, if you can.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. I'm doing this internship for credit. I'm getting 5 credit hours.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, I can get up to 6. Every 40 hours I work here, it's equal to 1 credit hour. I could have gotten 6, but you're still paying for the credit, mm-hmm. and I didn't need that extra 1.
Yeah.
It evenly came to so that I could graduate perfectly, so I just took the 5. But yeah, if you have the opportunity to, and yeah, you're going to it now, I have 12 credit hours next semester, like I'm going to be just chilling.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
That's awesome.
So if you can.
I also did 1 for credit when I was still in school, and it was actually required for my major to have 1. So I kind of killed 2 birds with 1 stone having it then, but I thought it was a lot of fun. And, you know, compared to sitting in a lecture, I would much rather get that experience than having to do homework and sit there and wake up early, stuff like that. So, yeah, if you can, do it.
Kind of full circle about school versus, like, earlier. It's like you really
so
do
many
get
intersecting topics.
Yeah,
here.
It's crazy. Throwbacks. Really, you do, and you are getting the learning experiences, maybe even more so, like, than in school. So the credit is worth it. It's worth it, if that makes sense. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Okay, so number 6. Are there particular internships that are more likely to lead to a job?
I don't know if they're... Well, I guess, yeah, there are probably companies that structure their internship program to hire, in which that case, yes, it would be, you know, more likely for you to get hired into a full-time position, but I don't know if there are specific types of intern, like, it just depends on the company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I know a lot of people say that it's easier for you to land a job if you put your foot in the door with an internship, but also, you know, it's kind of a stepping stone, so it isn't completely guaranteed. Yeah, I wouldn't say there are any particular ones that you should look at that are more so or less likely to, but depends on the company, the structure.
It's a good interview question.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, I was just about to say, when I was struggling with thinking of one of my questions during the interview here, like, it was more like a meet and greet sort of thing, because if you were listening to the first couple of episodes, I said that I was late to this, to applying for Crema, and meet and greet with Tyler, and we were just talking, and he's asked me for questions, and there was like this awkward silence, and he was like, and one popular question that we get asked is if we hire our interns. And so yeah, that is a good question to ask.
Yeah, they're probably expecting it a lot of times too. Like, if it's a good company, they'll be honest. They'll, mm-hmm. you know, be transparent about like what the intention on their part of the internship is. So,
yeah, it also benefits them to kind of do that because they've already invested that time in you and that effort, and you've already, you know, acclimated and learned the culture and the people and stuff. So, you know, it always helps. Okay, so number 7, how long should an internship last?
I feel like they're usually about 3 months over the summer, but mm-hmm. yeah. they can be longer. I don't know if they'd be much shorter. Otherwise, it's kind of pointless to... It's not pointless, but a lot... Your time there is less productive or valuable because it takes a while to get, like, used to a company and learn, like, what their goals and their mission is to be able to, like, actually contribute to the company, so...
Yeah, I agree. I've had an internship that lasted, like, a semester, so about... 4 months-ish, and then I've also had summer ones when it was just the summer months, so really it just depends on, once again, the company and the structure of each internship.
Yeah, I ended up, like, I had one that was a summer internship that I ended up staying, like, the entire year for, like, just doing remote work for them, so that was, like, I was literally with them for 8 months, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so not quite a year, but
I think that's different because you're also in school for that.
Yeah, it's very different because you're not, it's not so much like the internship structure where you go like 4 days a week and, you know, put in the hours and put on your resume that you spent time with a company. I was more just like doing remote work for them, but obviously I'm not like a full-time employee, so it's, I just like still lumped that in with my internship because it was similar work. So
yeah, so they must have liked you enough to keep going with them.
I hope so. Yeah, I would assume.
well, yeah. That's what I'm implying for ask you to go through, because that is kind of a lot to ask to work remote while you're still in school and you have like a full work. I mean, full school.
Yeah.
Load.
Well, and they were very understanding that I was a student, which otherwise I like wouldn't have been able to do it, especially my senior year, because I was also trying to balance like my social life as well while I was still in school. So
yeah. Mine, with my school, the social media internship, that one ended up being a full year as well, but it was really easy to just, you know, go into the marketing office between classes and do whatever they needed. And
yeah, if it's on campus,
yeah,
that's like,
I think that was great. It was really great. And that's the one that counted as credit. So it was like 3 hours, I believe, in my schedule. And then I would just go into the office and it canceled out one of my classes, so it was great. So whatever you can do to find one that fits your schedule, definitely take it. Okay, so number 8, how do I know my employer isn't taking advantage of me?
You'd know.
yeah
I think you know, if you're just kind of sitting around all day and they're having you do like menial tasks and like coffee runs and maybe like working you longer hours, and it would be apparent like in the way that they made you feel and the feel that you got from just working there, whether or not they valued you and your time.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. That wraps it up. Okay. So number 9, does an intern have the same rights as a regular employee?
Same rights? That sounds like, if I would take it from the perspective of like not human rights, but you know, like the ability to do things, I think they should treat you with the same level of respect, but you won't have the same
like benefits
or like ability to do a certain work just by the nature of you being an intern. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think you should just assume that you're, if you're an intern, you're going to be like doing the best or like the best like client work, so to speak. Yeah, I don't know how else
to say. The question's a little confusing, but
yeah. I would say that the nature of internships are starting to be more so like very substantial, and they'll think of you as part of the team. I know that Crema does with us. So I think that if you don't have quote unquote the same rights as a regular employee, then it's definitely not the type of internship that you want to have. You want to jump into the team and feel like you're, you know, putting an impact and that they're doing the same to you. Kind of like we talked on the last episode. Oh,
yeah. Preach. Agreed.
Cool. So number 10, can I continue my internship beyond one semester?
Oh, I guess we kind of talked about that. Depends how good of work you're doing, I guess. And if whatever their need is, you know, if they don't really need the extra help, then
yeah, I think probably it has to do with like where the company is, mm-hmm. also if they can even afford you.
Yeah.
You know, think if that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Company, you know, and even just the, I think one component of it too that I like, I think we forget on this side of it too, is the capacity for them to be able to like create work and like mm-hmm. delegate that
yeah.
takes time and effort. And if they don't have like the capacity to do that, then it also probably won't be realistic for them to extend it beyond one semester. But I think in most cases, if you've already been with them for like, what, 3 months, it probably won't be very difficult for them to keep continuing doing the work that they're doing, because it's not going to be like a program where they have to plan stuff for you and do blah blah blah. Like they might literally just be like throwing you some work to like help them out on their end. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and who knows, maybe that beyond one semester is actually a full-time like gig that it turns into. You could stay there, you know, permanently. So it could not, just depending on where you go and what kind of structure they have.
A lot of maybes.
A lot of yeah. yeah, it all depends. And honestly, the best way to get those answers is to ask during the interview or just feel out the company, do your research on them, stuff like that.
Yeah, and if you're in an internship, just like keep checking in with like your advisors and like ask those questions, because you know, if you don't express interest, then they're not going to know, you know, maybe they'll think, oh, like she's going into her senior year and she probably doesn't want to like keep taking on work. She probably wants to, you know, focus on her classwork. But then you come over and say, oh, well, this is perfect. I only have like 10 credit hours, you know, like what if it works out. So you have to communicate that.
Definitely. Yeah. Being transparent is so appreciated from their end with you. Goes a long way, because like you said, they can't read your mind. They don't know if you have a heavy workload or you're just not feeling this place or anything. Just even if you aren't feeling it, just let them know, because mm-hmm. maybe they'll just be like, okay, yeah. sounds good to know.
Don't burn bridges.
Yeah I agree. So number 11, what if the internship goes poorly?
That sucks. Just kidding.
Better to have a poor internship than like start out and have it just go poor, and that's just how, can't quit now, you know? I don't know.
I would say, you know, take as much as you can from the experience, regardless of if it's going
the way you wanted it to.
Definitely, because even at the bare minimum, I'm sure you can find at least one thing to take back with you. Or, you know, if it's a paid internship, at least you got paid for it. Maybe you made some good connections, you know, stuff like that. Just try to take what you can as much as possible.
I was going to say, I know people that, like, did internships, too, and they were like, oh, my God, I did such a bad job, and, like, they didn't like me, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end, they're like, oh, you know, like, we really loved having you. Like, if you ever need help, like, getting a job, like, I'll be your, like, number one guy or gal as like a point of reference. And you know, if they're the head of a company or you know whatever, that's a really great contact to have. So even if your time spent felt like, oh well, I don't even know if it went that well, you're like networking and like getting support behind you to do what you want to do from there.
Mm-hmm.
It'll move you forward also what not to get yourself into. You know, the red, you yeah. see the
if
red
you don't
flags
like it,
more
you
clearly.
Learn that's not what you want to do.
Yep. And that's kind of why I like the internship route, because with marketing and, you know, public relations and social media, you can go into any type of industry. So, you know, if I absolutely hated the tech world, I would know that now because I took an internship in the tech world. Or maybe I want to go towards, I don't know, education or something like that. Yeah, you know,
and you don't have to like break a contract to get out of
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Which is nice. It's very nice.
Yeah. So definitely take whatever you can from it. Even if it is going poorly, you know what not to look for again, and you know what to look for next time.
Should we jump into
challenges?
Yeah, your challenges from last time?
Well, I just had lunch with Tucker, which was mine.
Yeah.
Actually, I keep forgetting. I think I've been jumping back and forth on my challenges, but that was one, and I did it today, and it went well, and I learned more about, like, even just the people I'm working around, which is nice, because, you know, you see people, and you don't really know more about, like, their personal lives and, you know, like, their position even, so I got to just know a little bit more about, like, what project managers do and what Tucker does, and so it was cool.
Yeah, so I believe my last challenge was a little bit going towards personal development and trying to get certified in those courses that I was talking about earlier. I didn't get too far into them. I did touch on them a little bit, but mainly they were cleaning up my website, looking into my portfolio, seeing what else I can add since the last time I checked it up, updating my resume, stuff like that, kind of getting in the mindset of having to look again for any job. So. Yeah, I kind of got on that boat.
Yeah, I just did that too, which is like, it's something that hangs over your head so hard. Like, oh, I have to get around to my resume and my website. But like, if you just do it, then it's done. And you can kind of like check that off the list. And it's just all about like taking the next step.
Baby steps.
Taking
baby
it steps. One step at a time.
Definitely. So.
Yeah. My challenge that I gave myself was 2 weeks ago. Wow. It was to kind of start thinking about the outline of my website portfolio to move forward. I don't know if I mentioned this last time, I can't remember, but Sweet Mary gave me a recommendation to look at this portfolio website called Awards with 3 W's.
Oh.
And it is like there. The websites on there are like award-winning websites. Award-winning websites that like are so incredibly done, like just to get inspiration from how to have your user interact with your portfolio. And like, so I have like spent so much time on that website. It's so fun to look at so many websites, but then I also like kind of started writing down things that I liked and what I wanted to bring into, so it was more of like a brainstorming challenge for me, which I think it went well. Yeah,
that sounds really cool.
Yeah, check it out.
Go Jenna, thanks for the thanks for the resource,
man. Yeah, and it was Awards with 3 W's.
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Like, you know, three W's before the URL. Get it?
Cause it, I got you.
Okay.
I'm following.
I stumbled across that like catching a couple drift. Days after, and I was like, whoa, that's so creative.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
That makes sense.
Love that.
Okay. Any challenges for this week?
I'm on my social media takeover right now, so I actually am probably going to take a quick little video of something that we're doing, so I'll get to that.
Cool. Let's see. Wow, I am not on it today. I don't have a challenge ready.
I'll go. I think that this next sprint, I'm going to take a step back from growth team unless something is really needed. And Tyler and I have already sat down to talk about a kind of a personal project for me to like really dive deep into the strategy and design of it. Which was really like, we did a strategy session. It was so cool and fun. So I'm gonna start doing that.
And yeah, that's cool. Like I've loved sitting in on like the design sprints and all of those like when they conceptualize kind of like the challenges with the product and all of that is like really gets my brain taken. So
yeah,
I like
same here.
I think a part of that is for me to start thinking about how to ask better questions. He asked me so many questions that I don't think I would have ever thought to ask, or pointed out things that I would have never, like I just did not even catch that. So maybe taking the time to like really, really think about what's going on with this project of mine and like zone in on small things, and then it'll be a bigger picture. So I'll keep you guys updated next week.
Sounds good. Yeah, you just gave me a really good idea for something that I want to do. Kind of in the same realm, just keep asking more questions. Like, what more can I do? Or, like, how can I make this more, you know, relevant? Or, you know, whatever I can do, try to figure it out. So I'm not just kind of sitting there like, what am I going to do next? So being proactive these last couple weeks on my A game.
Oh, yeah.
Don't slow down now, baby.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, thanks for listening in for another week of our shenanigans, and hope you learned a little something. There's always something you can take a nugget of information with you. So,
yeah. It's been super fun just being us girls on this podcast. I think we like vibe a lot better.
We gel really well.
So great when Joe's not around.
Ew. Just kidding.
Crickets. Wasn't a joke. No, just kidding, Joe. We love you.
We miss you. Even though you sit right across from me.
How many more episodes do we have?
I think it's like two. That's a good question.
Two?
It can't be more than two.
Yeah.
No.
So 1 to 2.
Wow. And then you'll have, the last one will be all four of us.
Yeah. And we'll get to take a look back on all the things we did, retouch some of the topics that we talked about. That'll be fun.
I can't wait.
It'll be sad.
But also,
moment.
I can.
Bittersweet. Yeah,
bittersweet.
Alrighty. Well,
I think that's a wrap.
Yeah. See you next week or
whenever.
Here. Shoot.
Hey, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
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 Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and give us 5 stars. The Talking Intern podcast is sponsored by Crema. Learn more about Crema at crema.us.